WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. 15 of the hundreds of athletes in Paris for the Summer Games are from Virginia. Governor Youngkin's newest Board of Education appointee gets pushback from state Democrats. And Jeff Shapiro joins us to discuss that and how the shakeup in the presidential race might affect Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 26th. Out of roughly 600 U.S. athletes competing in the Summer Games in Paris, 15 call Virginia home. Four Olympians are from the Central Virginia region, including two first-time Olympian swimmers, Crozet's Thomas Heilman and Richmond's Charlie Swanson. Returning athletes Will Coleman and Grant Holloway are once again representing Team USA in Paris. Coleman is an equestrian from Gordonsville, while Holloway is a track and field silver medalist from Chesapeake. Governor Glenn Youngkin's newest Board of Education appointee is getting pushback from state Democrats. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
Meg Scalia Bryce, daughter of former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, told Radio IQ she's long cared about education and was excited to advocate for students at the state level.
I've worked locally to try to increase accountability and transparency and academic rigor.
Bryce said she was approached by Youngkin several weeks ago and asked to take up the post, but Democrats in the legislature point to some of the work she's done locally, specifically comments she made during a bid for Albemarle County School Board last fall. Among those comments,
not everybody agrees that there is systemic racism, and it has to be okay for people to disagree about that.
Bryce lost that race, but the comment stuck with Charlottesville delegate Amy Laufer.
These views not only should be concerning to Albemarle County, but they should be concerning to the whole of Virginia.
Laufer and fellow Charlottesville delegate Katrina Carlson both said Thursday they'll vote against Bryce's confirmation during the 2025 session. But at Thursday's meeting, Board of Ed President Grace Creasy defended Bryce and pointed to her background in cognitive psychology as a valuable asset.
She's going to be a phenomenal addition to the board and a champion for students.
Bryce's term runs through June 2028, pending approval by the legislature. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
The Virginia Board of Education approved regulations for new standards of accreditation for the state's public schools on Thursday. Board member Moshe Ashton said they were designed to increase student expectations and transparency.
It should be the floor in terms of expectations and not the ceiling for what Virginia students and families can achieve.
But Richmond Public Schools Superintendent Jason Camras told the board he was worried the new system focuses on the wrong issues and did not ensure that schools that fail to meet the new standards get the resources they need.
I have yet to see from this body a comprehensive plan to put more dollars where they're most needed.
A final vote on the new standards is expected in August, with implementation anticipated for the 2024-25 school year. One Virginia member of Congress is pressing the post office to make changes to ensure rural newspapers are delivered on time. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
Virginia has the worst on-time delivery rates in the country ever since the United States Postal Service made changes to the Richmond Regional Processing and Delivery Center. That's a problem for newspapers that are delivered using periodical delivery rates. Matt Paxton is publisher of the News Gazette in Lexington.
It's like listening to a radio broadcast that was done a month ago. It's not current. You buy a newspaper, you listen to the radio for current information and for news. And if it's not delivered in a timely manner, it loses value.
That's why Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger introduced the Deliver for Democracy Act, which would limit rate increases until the Postal Service gets its act together. She says periodical rates have gone up six times in the last 3.5 years, although newspapers continue to be delivered late.
The difference between receiving the mail that was supposed to arrive on a Monday or a Tuesday and getting it Friday or Saturday means you might miss everything from the local goings on to the news that's being reported to the sale at the local store. The whole purpose of that timely engagement with news within your community, it's lost.
Spanberger is working with a Republican from Alabama on the bill, and similar legislation has also gained bipartisan support in the Senate. Michael Pope.
So, how will the major shakeup in the presidential race affect Virginia? Jeff Shapiro, political columnist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins Michael to recap the week in politics and state government.
A lot of news to get to this week, starting with the handoff of the Democratic nomination from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. Jeff Shapiro, are Democrats going to be able to keep Virginia blue in 2024?
Well, the anecdotal evidence is that Democrats are very enthusiastic about Biden's decision to relinquish the nomination to his vice president, Kamala Harris. And all that early polling indicated that Virginia could very well be a toss-up, in large part because of this diminished enthusiasm of Virginia Democrats. Again, back to the anecdotal, there are lots of people jazzed over this. Certainly, the elective class is solidly behind the vice president as the presidential nominee. And I'm wondering if this is really having a calming effect, not just on Democrats, but on Virginia's Democratic preference for president, one that has been locked in pretty much since 2008, when Barack Obama carried the state, the first Democrat to win Virginia for the presidency since 1964.
And on the Republican side of the ticket, we've got vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigning in Radford. This is somebody who has couched his whole appeal as the guy from Appalachia. Is that going to work?
Well, clearly, the Trump campaign believes getting a guy like Vance into Southwest Virginia pumps up the base, and that in the event of a diminished Democratic, large D Democratic turnout, that improved, that elevated Republican turnout could make a difference, perhaps even tipping the state to the Republicans. But clearly, the landscape has changed with all of the developments on the Democratic side, and one telling measure of that, Michael, has been the Republican response to the anticipated nomination of Kamala Harris. Governor Youngkin had been in England for several days on a trade trip, but he took time out from his trade trip to go on Fox and basically trash the Democratic ticket, saying that it didn't make a difference who the Democrats nominated in 2024. If it's Kamala Harris, as anticipated, that she would be held responsible for all of these disputed Biden policies, whether it was the economy, student loans, pick one.
So Democrats are up in arms about the latest appointment to the Virginia Board of Education. Jeff Shapiro, who is the governor appointing to this board?
This is Meg Scalia. Bryce, Scalia should ring a bell. She is the daughter of the late Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, a very conservative fellow. She quite conservative in her own right, and particularly outspoken up around the Charlottesville area on public school issues. She's the one who said that there should be a full and frank discussion about wokeism, perceived wokeism in public education. This has been a concern, of course, of the governor as well. I'm not sure it's really going to make much of a difference. Remember, early in the Youngkin administration, thanks to that no longer in place Republican majority in the House of Delegates, all of the Democratic appointees were yanked from the board. They were denied confirmation by that Republican majority, freeing the governor to install all of his own people. Meg Scalia Bryce would certainly qualify as another, and maybe one of the more high-profile members, and certainly the appointment would represent a bow by this governor in the culture wars.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
And finally today, Virginia will soon implement updated rules for animal waste created by certain farming operations. The Virginia Mercury reports that's despite disagreement on how to regulate older earthen lagoons that pose a greater risk of releasing pollutants into groundwater. On Wednesday, Governor Youngkin approved the regulation changes for farmers who confine cows, pigs, and other livestock for 45 days or more for dairy, eggs, and meat production, as well as slaughtering. Waste from the animals can be stored in containers, concrete structures, or earthen lagoons, which are ponds of manure. They use natural and chemical processes to treat it. The operators can treat the waste, recycle it, or apply to their land as compost, among other purposes. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.